This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of the ways Jesus communicated, we've already noted that he often referred to the scriptures and quoted from them. One of the clearest examples of this is found in Luke 24. On the day of his resurrection, two of his followers were walking to their home in Emmaus, about 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. Why these two left Jerusalem and headed home is not known. Disillusioned and downcast, they were talking about everything that had happened. All at once, Jesus joined them, but kept his identity hidden. When Jesus asked what they were discussing, they were surprised that he didn't know the things that had happened in Jerusalem. So Jesus asked, "What things?" They shared about the crucifixion of Jesus and how it shattered their hope that Jesus would redeem Israel. They also shared, earlier that day, women went to the tomb and found it empty and reported angels informed them that Jesus had risen. Some of the apostles hurried to the tomb to assure themselves that the tomb was empty. In spite of this remarkable news, these two were on their way home. Jesus shocked them out of their stupor, declaring, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Too often what we read from the prophets or hear from God's servants, we process through the grid of our own priorities and hopes. Our distorted expectations rob us of the beauty and power of God's promises fulfilled and all he has planned for us to experience and enjoy." If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.